Welcome to the Capital News. I am your host, Alex Caritas. Today is December 4th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining me. Title of today's podcast is Political and Financial World of Oz. Just yesterday, folks, we were saying, what's going on with China-U.S. trade talks? Are they on hold? Is tariff man, President Donald Trump, is he just going to say, well, I'm in no hurry, which is what he said. I'm fine. Actually, I'd prefer it if we waited until after the election in 2020. So an entire year from now. But, overnight, I do these in the evening. Shortly after I wrapped up the podcast, there was a report out by Bloomberg with unnamed sources saying that, wait a minute, despite what Donald Trump said earlier in the day, it appears that there might be a deal before the end of the year. And in fact, there might be a deal before the tariffs go up, and that's supposed to be on December 15th. So less than 2 weeks away. Who to believe? Remember, that was a podcast we did not too long ago, the title of that podcast. Who to believe? What to believe? Donald Trump, is there any credibility in any of this? Nothing. This is a complete joke. It's a complete charade. How do you make heads or tails of anything? How do you make any type of consistent, long-term decision in the midst of all of this? It's very difficult. That's the answer. But, of course, this was quote-unquote good news for the markets. This was more cheap talk, I guess you could say. And, of course, we got all the cheap funny money continuing to be printed. So you got those two things stimulating the markets, not because of profit growth, not because of, we know there's no profit growth. We know this. U.S. corporate profits peaked in 2014. That's right, 5 years ago. But they just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And again, I'm going to do that video shortly, and it's going to show you, if, especially if you understand markets and some basic financial data, it's basically a one-to-one ratio when it comes to the amount of debt that is put out there into the system and how the stock market reacts. It's completely bought for and it's paid for by you and me. Okay? That's how it's going. But U.S. stocks, global stocks liked it. The Dow Jones gained 162 points, up 0.6%. Same thing with the S&P 500, up 0.6%. NASDAQ 100, up 0.5%. And I think the Russell 2000, the small cap index, was up almost 1%. I believe the mid caps were up 1% on the trading session. European markets loved it. Germans up 1%. French up 1%. Italians and Spanish up 1%. Not so good with the UK. The FTSE 100 just gained 0.2%. We also have commodities on a tear, specifically crude oil. We are back at $58 a barrel for WTI, and the Brent, the international metric, is right around $63 a barrel. Look out, folks, because there is a report out this evening from the Wall Street Journal saying that the United States is seriously contemplating sending 14,000 additional U.S. troops to the Middle East, in addition to ships. We already have ships there, so there's going to be more ships and some other hardware. So much for your endless wars. So much for that campaign promise of bringing everybody home. You know, a month ago or so, or whenever it was, when Trump was talking about bringing troops home from Syria, of course, we're not going to protect the Kurds anymore. Screw them. We got to protect the oil. Okay. Whatever. He was saying he was making good on a campaign promise on that. Well, this is contradictory to that. 14,000 U.S. troops, potentially, seriously, being considered to being sent to the Middle East. What did we just say yesterday? When all else fails, they take you to war. I told you about the legal trouble that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel is in. Anything to distract the people is something that politicians and governments have done since the beginning of time. So do not be surprised. Also, when you have a weakening economy, it's also convenient to go to war. When all else fails, take them to war. And when you have all of these global protests ensuing, and I think there's going to be more, no surprise that something broke out. There's going to be a lot of excuses that can be used to justify another conflict, and most likely in the Middle East. All the players are there. Iran is there. Russia's now getting a foothold in Syria. Turkey's there. The United States is there. Saudi Arabia, Israel. The UK is obviously supporting the United States. All the major players are there. All of them. 14,000 U.S. troops potentially going to be sent to the Middle East in addition to ships and other hardware. Another war we can't afford. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Now, of course, they're saying this is just going to be used for a deterrent, to deter Iranian forces, because that's the main threat. At least that's what's being reported, that Iran, there's some credible sources out there and reports that this is the article that is claiming that Iran is seriously contemplating hitting U.S. forces. And if you recall a few months back when you had all of that fiasco with some of the oil tankers getting hit, Trump said, you know what, we're not going to worry about that. The drones got shot down. We're not going to worry about that either. It's not really tit for tat. We're not going to kill people. We're not going to do that. We applauded President Trump for his restraint in that matter. Now, if it comes true that the Iranians do attack U.S. forces, because that's what Donald Trump said, if Americans are killed or attacked, then he will respond aggressively. So if this is credible, and if it happens, God forbid, but if it happens, then Donald Trump is going to have to make good on his promise to fight fire with fire. You cross that red line, he's going to have to attack. So again, let's pray for peace. Hope this doesn't happen. But history would tell us, do not be surprised. When all else fails, take them to war. We have German factory orders falling. Again, the headline reads unexpectedly. I don't know what these analysts are expecting. Germany's industrial orders unexpectedly dropped by 0.4% month over month in October, missing market expectations of 0.3 gain. So it went in the complete wrong direction, and reversing from an upwardly revised 1.5% growth rate in September. The decline was mainly due to a 3.2% fall in domestic orders. Not good, folks. That's the domestic economy starting to feel it. It's not just outward pressure. It's now domestic, and it has been for quite a while. Here in the United States, non-manufacturing ISM number is coming down, which is basically referring to services. It is at a 2009 or 2010 level. Huh. I thought this was the greatest economy ever in the history of the United States. So why are so many of these numbers going back to where they were during the great financial crisis, the GFC? That was the largest recession, the largest financial crisis since the Great Depression. Does that sound good to you? It doesn't sound good to me. But we're going to have to wait and see what's going on with trade, because that's all everybody cares about. How many soybeans are we going to sell to the Chinese? Hooray, hooray. That's all you got to worry about. And of course, Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve printing boatloads of funny money. That's what this market is based off of. This thing could fall out at any moment. But Thunder Thumbs, who stated yesterday that he doesn't pay attention to the stock markets, I mean, I don't know how he gets away with it, but he does. I don't pay attention to him. I pay attention to the jobs numbers. Well, guess what? We have the ADP report, which I don't care for. I've stated this many times, but that's the one that comes out on Wednesday. And then you have the official government figure that comes out on Friday. Of course, there'll be revisions, but nevertheless, that's the official number. The ADP report was dismal. It was dismal. It was terrible, actually. And if that continues, which I am anticipating that it will, especially once we start picking up in 2020, the first quarter of 2020, I think we're going to start to see quite an uptick in the unemployment rate. But time will tell. We'll see if the ADP report jives with this week's official government jobs report on Friday. The reason I don't like to focus too much on the ADP figure is because there's a lot of times where it is nowhere close what the official number is out from the government. Who do you believe? Again, right, we're there. You know, you believe the private sector? Do you believe the government? Who do you believe? Probably shouldn't believe any of them, but these are the numbers we have to work with. So bear with me and everybody else, because that's the hand we're dealt. You got to deal with it. But I'll keep you posted on that, because markets will be anxiously anticipating that. And if it's a bad number, look out below. Although, not too far, because the Federal Reserve will be there. Larry Kudlow will be there to tell you that everything's okay, short strokes. We're fine with the U.S.-China trade deal. Worry not, people. Worry not. Thunder Thumbs, who doesn't watch the stock market, said it's going to hit 30,000. We'll very much see if it can. It's not that far away. It could do it. So that's that. The House impeachment inquiry. Well, this is the political, world of Oz that we're in. We didn't learn much from the testimony today of four law professors who were giving their expertise, expert opinion, and analysis on impeachment, whether or not what we know in the record rises to impeachment. We talked about this briefly yesterday. The Democrats basically put up three professors who were for impeachment and one professor who was against impeachment. And most of the questions from the committee, the House Judiciary Committee, were pretty much geared towards who they agreed with, naturally, right? So most Democrats asked the three law professors who were in favor of impeachment, and most of the Republicans asked the sole law professor who was against impeachment. There was, of course, overlap, but generally speaking, that's where the focus was. And there was a little bit of a bit of contention, a statement that should not have been made by one of the law professors when she said, Donald Trump might be able to name his son Barron, but he does not have the power or authority to make him a Barron. That caused an actual response on Twitter from the First Lady of the United States saying, how dare you, steep to such a low level, going after a child. Okay, that's fine. I agree with that. The professor was off key. She should not have said that at all. She was pretty much of a fireball to begin with throughout the entirety of the session, but she should not have said that. She shouldn't have. And that tweet was actually brought up during the committee because there was still further testimony and questions afterwards. And she did apologize. She did say, I should not have said this. But of course, she had to dig in to President Trump in her response to say, I apologize. But perhaps Donald Trump should apologize for a lot of the things that he says as well. And I happen to agree with her. He should. Now, it's one thing to come out for Melania to defend her child. Okay, rightly so. But why doesn't the First Lady come out publicly on Twitter to correct her husband? To say, don't do that. Don't say that. Why doesn't she do that? I mean, her whole program is, quote, be best. Is that the best her husband can do, the President of the United States can do? Because he bullies some people. He attacks some Gold Star families, which he's done in other people. He's attacked a whole host of people who have served their country admirably. I don't hear Melania saying anything about that. I don't hear Fox News saying anything about that. Because you were watching Fox News a little bit today. Again, I flipped through all the stations, and this is what they focused on. Why did they focus on this? Because they can't argue the facts. They cannot argue the facts. So this lady, like an idiot, gave the Republicans in the White House talking points. See how rabid everybody is? See how triggered everybody is? That's the title of Don Jr.'s book, Triggered. You see, it's just a witch hunt. They hate me. They despise Donald Trump. Told you this from the get-go. This woman gave him a gift. Because now a whole bunch of people on the right, on Fox News, are just going to be sticking with this because they cannot argue the facts. The facts are not good for Donald J. Trump, period. End of story. If he has exculpatory evidence, bring it forward. Bring it forward. I think I did a pretty good job here of destroying the Republicans' argument over the past few weeks, their defense. We knocked them down block by block. Because that's the facts of the case. You might not like Donald Trump being impeached. You might not like this whole process. Granted, I don't like it either. But that's the situation we find ourselves in. If you are an honest broker, if you are doing an honest job calling balls and strikes, then you at least have to admit, at the very least, that Donald Trump did something he shouldn't have done. I have yet to hear a Republican, especially in these House sessions, say anything to that effect. Donald Trump's fine. He's perfect. The perfect phone call, everything he said, he did absolutely nothing wrong. He did everything 100% correct, which is complete bogus, which throws their credibility out the window as well. Not that I'm here supporting the Democrats, because they don't have much either. That's why we are in the political and financial world of Oz. Period, end of story. That's it. So instead of focusing on all of the facts, now you're going to have a section of the country focusing on how this woman came out. It was on the news this evening, barring something happening tomorrow. It'll be all over the place there, again, as well as my prediction. Why? Because it's a distraction. It gives the White House and the Republicans a talking point. How skewed this thing is. How lopsided this whole impeachment inquiry is. Look how bad the Democrats are. Let's not focus on the facts at hand. It's distraction. It's diversion. It's divide and conquer. When is everybody going to wake up to this? Your guess is as good as mine. So, that's it, folks. That's the news for the day. That's most of it. I'm going to wrap this one up pretty short and early here because there's nothing to report on. This is a joke. The political circus that's taking place, there was nothing new that was learned. There's just a talking point. There's just a distraction that's going to be out there. The financial markets, again, I can only give you so much information because these things are completely decoupled from the underlying fundamental economics. This is a charade. It's a scam. It's a fraud. Does anybody care? No. And in fact, you have a president of the United States who loves it, even though he says he doesn't watch the stock market, which is, again, is a big lie to your face. You like being lied to? Then I guess you like Donald Trump because he lies to you every single day. Maybe you say, well, they're just little white lies or they're just embellishments. No, some of them are outright lies. And when you have the president of the United States, I would like to think that in this country, we should hold the president to a higher standard. You know, somebody to look up to, somebody to be a role model. You know, a little bit. And that doesn't mean that all of the other presidents have risen to that occasion either. There's plenty of others who should have been impeached as well. But nevertheless, shouldn't he hold himself in a little higher esteem? Shouldn't we view him in that manner as well? I'm sick of the divisive language. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the market manipulation. There is no trade deal. There is a trade deal. There is, there isn't, there is, there isn't. You have no idea. I'm getting sick and tired of calling for lower interest rates, a devaluation of the U.S. dollar. Wait till that happens, folks. I mean, you think everything's fine. A lot of people are out there saying, Donald Trump, he's the best president we've ever had. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? $1 trillion deficits, trade wars, farmers going bankrupt. We have manufacturing in contraction. We have construction in contraction. We have transports in contraction. This is the best? Are you kidding me? These are the numbers. These are the numbers. This is the reality. But as long as that stock market's going up, I guess everybody looks the other way. Not here, not at the Capitol News. I'm trying to keep my eye on the ball. Don't like being lied to. I don't like the fact that we might be sending more troops to the Middle East. But that's the world in which we find ourselves. Stay diversified, stay vigilant, and stay with the Capitol News. Please like, share, subscribe, get the word out, leave your comments. We do love hearing from you. This is the Capitol News. I am Alex Caritas. Godspeed.